Good morning. It is 8 o'clock on a beautiful Patriots Day, what some people like to call a high-hack holiday, because those are about the only folks who actually really get it off, except for those businesses that are in the direct path of the marathon. However, if you live in one of the outlying towns like Lexington, Concord, Acton, be very aware and check the road closings before you head out, because yes, you may find some of your favorite routes are blocked entirely. Arlington, where I live, had its memorable reenactment of the bloody massacre at the Jason Russell House yesterday, and I will be guiding school children through there next week. However, this week is school vacation week, so keep an eye out for small ones. You'll notice that there's much less traffic on the roads, and that's because there aren't school buses and people racing to drop their kids off. But that is enough chatter for now. I went to the New England Folk Festival, NEFA, this past weekend. I hesitate to say it, but yes, I was an absolute newbie. After all of this time in New England, this is the first NEFA that I have attended. It is indeed overwhelming, but also a tremendous amount of fun. We overestimated how much we were able to do and actually bought tickets for both the daytime session and the evening session, but by 5:30 we were totally crispy, so we left. But hey, we had a wonderful time. I saw many terrific Morris dancers, what NEFA terms ritual teams, and there were some terrific folks, including some great accompanying instruments. I think that was the first time that I've actually seen a hurdy-gurdy accompanying a Morris team. But without further ado, I got some great music, some old, some new. And this is an album that came out a couple of years ago, but I didn't have, and was very excited to see it. We also wanted to mention you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn. Thank you.
You can find a hey, a ho, a you most done is the old wildcat of the swallowtail line. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run with a hay rig, a jig, and a jaunt in car. A hey, a ho, a you most done with lazily all on my knee. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. Now the old wildcat of the swallowtail line, hey-ho, you most done. She's never a day behind her time. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. Tummy hay, rig a jig and a jaunting car, hey-ho, you most done. With lazily all on my knee. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. We're outward bound for New York town, hey-ho, you most done. Them Bowery gals will waltz around. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. With a hay rig, a jig and a jaunting car, hey-ho, you most done. With lazily all on my knee. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. And when we dock at the South Street Pier, hey-ho, you most done. We'll all go ashore and get some beer. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. With a hay rig, a jig and a jaunting car, hey-ho, you most done. With lazily all on my knee. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. When we get back to Liverpool town, hey-ho, you most done. I'll stand just a whiskers all around. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. With a hay rig, a jig and a jaunting car, hey-ho, you most done. With lazily all on my knee. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. When I get home from across the sea, hey-ho, you most done. Eliza, will you marry me? Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. With a hay rig, a jig and a jaunting car, hey-ho, you most done. With lazily all on my knee. Clear away the track and let the bull jine run. I've been gone a railroad navvy with the sea boots on and a hog eye. Steady on the jib with a hog eye. Row the boat ashore with a hog eye. Oh, she wants the hog eye man. Now the hog eye sailors are rolling go when they come down to San Francisco. And a hog eye, steady on the jib with a hog eye. Row the boat ashore with a hog eye. Oh, she wants the hog eye man. And Sally's in the garden shelling peas. Her golden hair hangs down to her knees. And a hog eye, steady on the jib with a hog eye. Row the boat ashore with a hog eye. Oh, she wants the hog eye man. And Sally's in the parlour sitting on his knee, kissing the sailor come from sea. And a hog eye, steady on the jib with a hog eye. Row the boat ashore with a hog eye. Oh, she wants the hog eye man. It's a hog eye ship, a hog eye crew, hog eye mate and a skipper too. And a hog eye, steady on the jib with a hog eye. Row the boat ashore with a hog eye. Oh, she wants the hog eye man. So fetch me down my riding cane, I'm off to see me darling Jane. And a hog eye, steady on the jib with a hog eye. Row the boat ashore with a hog eye. Oh, she wants the hog eye man.
Signed to the annals of history, the ancient land of the Dumnonny. Vestiges rise far as you can see, all from moor to moor. When first we were farmers and went to work the land, we changed the course of history then with a scythe in our hand. And then the we turned mason and filled with heart and soul the chisel guides the potter's hand. Behold the Garbro Mole, blow the windy morning, blow the winds I owe. Speed away the morning dew, how sweet the winds do blow. And it's blow the windy morning, blow the winds I owe. And it's speed away the morning dew, how sweet the winds do blow. Dumnonia remembers we shared a common tongue, the Cornubian batholith from whence we all do come. So much we have in common, how could we beat apart the granite rock and tin, which is our beating heart. That is our beating heart, that is our beating heart. The granite rock and tin, that is our beating heart. Our little coastal harbours that brave the wind and rain, our strong and sturdy farmers, come yield for us again. We once were a great kingdom of beauty and of awe. The land doesn't recognise the lines of human straw. The lines of human straw, the lines of human straw. The land doesn't recognise the lines of human straw. In 1497, reunited to rebel against old King Henry, who did not serve us well. King Henry and King Edward, both in their cruel reigns, just like the Saxon stranger, come steal from us again. Unite and unite, unite and unite. Dumnonia remembers, so brothers reunite. Well, brother beside brother has stood the test of time, as when we fought together in 1549. Let river not divide us in jealousy nor care,
tomorrow our life's blood, her waters we do share, her waters we do share, her waters we do share. Tomorrow our life's blood, her waters we do share.
Oh, then that we were traders to far corners of our land. Generations they have gathered here, the capital of man. On earth within these ditches, life's purpose now fulfilled. And feel the thrill of the howling gale high on Henry Hill. Blow the windy morning, blow the winds I owe. Speed away the morning dew, how sweet the winds do blow. And it's blow the windy morning, blow the winds I owe. And it's speed away the morning dew, how sweet the winds do blow.
Good morning. It's 8:21. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Jim Causley with the Gabbro Bowl and the Peninsula Prayer from his brand new album, Forgotten Kingdom, in which he carries on his exploration of that area of Devon and Cornwall, formerly occupied by the Dumnonii. You might have recognized part of a traditional shanty chorus in there, and I have to say, since that was preceded by John Roberts with his fine album Sea Fever, with Let the Bulgine Run, Sally in the Garden, and the Hog-Eye Man, it probably would pay us to hear Jim Causley's anti-shanty at some point. But anyway, that was a great album by John Roberts. Came out a couple of years ago, back in 2007. Available on Golden Hind. If you've been following John on Facebook or otherwise know him, you'll know that he's home recovering from a hip operation, which hopefully is successful this time and will not result in any infections and have to be redone, and we'll have him out and about and promoting his new album with Deborah Cowan, Ballads Long and Short. And if you don't have any of John's material, this is a great chance to help him out. You can find most of his back catalog available on either www.goldenhindmusic.com or on Deborah Cowan's website, www.deborahcowan.com. And we started off with Jack Talley and Cormac Begley doing a set of Sleeve Lucan polkas, and followed by Finbar Dwyer's, and then a couple of Jigs Cronin's and I Do Not Incline from Nafir Bol, which came out back in 2011. We'd also like to remind you that we have an excellent Celtic music and all kinds of music, really, venue in the local area. I'm speaking about the Burren in Davis Square in Somerville. And even if you're not in the Massachusetts area, you can still tune in via Concert Window, and there is a great show coming up this Wednesday featuring the Tannahill Weavers, one of my all-time favorite Scottish bands. This is also a good time to announce that if you are a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, that was, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. And yes, those are the correct box numbers and zip code. If you send it to 02155, it delays it needlessly because it goes to the main Medford Post Office. With all of that done, we're going to hear from a very local duo. This is Lady Moon coming your way.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Old Adam was the first man formed. This everybody knows. He never paid his tailor's bill because he wore no clothes. No soft kid gloves upon his hand, as you may well suppose. No shirt nor collar round his neck, nor shoes to hide his toes. When Adam delved and Eve she span, who was then the gentleman? He neither rent nor taxes paid, nor duns came to his door. And he'd enough of meat and drink, and some left for the poor. But then the poor were not yet born, nor either were the great. No thieves nor rogues had he to fear, he never locked his gate. When Adam delved and Eve she span, who was then the gentleman? Tasted gin or tea.
today I'm just sick of the sea. Sick as a landlubber could be. And not one treasure hoard, not one man overboard could appease a lamentist like me. Well, I feel like the Lord's testing me, and King Triton, he's inclined to agree. And no friendships I've made and no false accolade will impress God of sky nor of sea. Seasick, I'm seasick, seasick green. Poor seasick me. Well, I tell you just what would be grand, a day back in old Disneyland. Disney rides are so soft, at least those you switch off, and you're safe upon synthetic sand. It's a boisterous, tempestuous old sea, and he'll soon have his own way with me. When the ocean has won and my voyage is done, bury me on the old battery. Seasick, I'm seasick, seasick green. Poor seasick me. Well, today I'm just sick of the sea. Yesterday I'm real sick of the sea. Bury me back in old Domnonny.
And as promised, that was Jim Cosley's anti-shanty Seasick from Forgotten Kingdom. Before that was Faye Heald with Old Adam, the title song of her new album with the Hurricane Party, in which she picked mostly traditional tunes, or in some cases, she's pretty much tried to document the sources where she got everything. And as she mentions, the sources listed are the starting points, but for each and every song, changes have been made, some in large measure, some very small. For me, this is the process of making a song your own. If you hear it and love it as it stands, why change it? If it needs some tweaking to fit your way of speaking or thinking, change it. If it only exists as a lyric, write a tune. If it could do with a chorus, add one. And the Old Adam, the source for those words was Elizabeth Bond of Farringdon, and it was collected by Alfred Williams. And that when Adam delved in Eve's span, who was then the gentleman, is, I believe, a couplet that has been traced back to Chaucer and probably further beyond that. But hey, what do I know? It's been years since I've been in school, and you know what? I'm happy for that, because I don't have any six-figure student loan debt. I just have a six-figure mortgage to get through, but that's much better because I actually have a house. And I'm retired, and I made enough money to be able to live fairly comfortably. Though I must admit that I'm sort of like Erasmus, who said that when he had any money, he spent it on books. And for me, if I have any what seems like extra money, it tends to go for books and music. Before Faye healed, we heard from Yorkston, Thorn, and Kahn with Everything Sacred and that wonderful piece, Nachtentanz, or A Long Dance, was, this is James Yorkston writing for this, and he says, way back in 2011, I clambered out of a taxi and into a small festival that was being held in a series of underground and windowless caves situated deep below the footfall in Edinburgh's Cowgate district. I was there solo, as is often the case, and after a brief sound check, I was sat in the dressing room fiddling with my guitar, wondering what I'd play that evening, wondering when the rider would turn up, and wondering when I could take a drink. There was a light knock on the door, and a man carrying an instrument case peeked his head round, asking me if I'd mind if he joined me backstage. Of course not. I was happy for the company. He introduced himself as Suhail Yusuf Khan. We got chatting, and I asked what he was doing here. It turned out he'd been booked for the festival also, but was due to play the following day, so was free that evening. As we chatted, he took his sarangi out of its case and began playing along with my casual finger-picking. It sounded pretty good, and in a moment of excitement, I suggested he could play with me that evening if he fancied. A bit of a random request, and one that doesn't always work so well. And then a parenthetical thing. I once ended up jamming on stage with a self-proclaimed piano maestro who could only play minor key boogie-woogie, but that's another story. However, this time I was lucky. The show went very well. The audience didn't leave. Heck, some of them seemed to enjoy it. More importantly, Suhail and I had a great time, and we swore to keep in touch. And so that was the birth of Yorkston, Thorn, Kahn, and we now have the album in 2016 called Everything Sacred. And a great album, too. And we're going to go out of here with Three Cane Whale. Yeah. And that will do it for this edition of Celtic Dawn. We'd like to remind you that Adam is filling in for me next week. So it will be an extended edition of Morning Madness on April the 25th. I will be back in the chair on May 2nd. And that will be our wonderful Beltane show.